This goes to Dr. Crittenden, C-R-I-T-T-E-N-D-E-N, fax 616-225-8967, regarding Sally, last name Curry, C-U-R-R-Y, date of birth 2-4-1946. Dear Dr. Crittenden, this is a face-to-face visit for follow-up visit for Ms. Curry with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, a prior left nephrectomy, and a history of hemodialysis for fluid overload, also congestive heart failure and COPD. Her last visit was August 10th of 2021, and it was a telemedicine visit at that time. She believes she does have quite a bit of swelling in her lower extremities. Her husband is present for the visit, and he states it's usually better when she wakes up in the morning and not as swollen, and it gets worse the longer she has her legs down throughout the day. She does not require oxygen, but does use her CPAP. She does not require oxygen in the daytime, but does use the CPAP and oxygen at night. She does walk with a walker today, and she's very unsteady and very hard of hearing. No chest pain or palpitations, no worsening of dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. And the edema is worse, according to the patient. Medications. The patient is I want to highlight a Xarelto, anticoagulated with Xarelto, 20 milligram daily. Also, Rokeltrol for a history of secondary hyperparathyroidism, 0.25 micrograms on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Also, Lasix is 80 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams. She takes a half tablet daily in the evening. Potassium chloride, 40 mil equivalent daily with the Lasix. And she uses Norco for pain and does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory agents for pain. Physical examination. The patient's weight is 223 pounds. That's about a 3-pound increase over 9 months. Pulse was 84. Blood pressure, right forearm setting, large adult cuff was 126 over 72. Pulse is 84 and oxygen saturation 95% on room air. No carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender. She does have 2 to 3 plus edema from knees to toes in the lower extremities. No ulcerations or lesions are noted on her legs or arms. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 7th of 2022. Creatinine is 0.98, and estimated GFR is 55, sodium 141, potassium is 4.0, carbon dioxide 27, calcium 9.2, albumin 3.5, liver enzymes are normal, phosphorus 3.1, hemoglobin 14.2, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, number 2, status post left nephrectomy, 3, congestive heart failure with chronic edema of the lower extremities, 4, COPD. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She should follow a low-salt diet and restrict fluid intake to 40 to 50 ounces per 24 hours. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunger, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.